Shas Illuminated presents the following shir by Rabbi Naftali Greenberg. Maseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We're continuing Be'ezras Hashem and Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, but first we'll just go back to the bottom of Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis to chazer over what the Gemara was talking about. The Gemara said, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Mikra Soifim V'Itar Soifim V'Karyon V'Loik Sivan V'Ksivan V'Loik Karyon Alach L'Moshe Mi'Sinai, which means that there are psukim in the Torah that we read the words, even though the word is not written, or the word is written, even though we don't read it. Then the Gemara goes on to just give different examples of this. First, the Gemara says that the word pras, from the pasuk in Shmuel Beis, from the pasuk of Debelechtoi, meaning there's a pasuk that says, Debelechtoi lahashiv yodu binara, and the Gemara adds on the word pras, even though the Torah adds, we add in the word pras, even though it doesn't say the word pras in the psukim in Shmuel, we say the word pras when we read it. Who add in the word ish from the pasuk of Dekasha Yishal Ish Bidvar Elohim? We add the word ish, even though it doesn't say the word ish. So too the word ba'im from the pasuk of the Nivnisa, where the pasuk says Hine Yamim Ba'im Neum Hashem Bidivnisa Hir Lashem, even though it doesn't say the word ba'im, but when we read it, we add the word ba'im. The word la from the pasuk of the Plata, Hishmiu el Bavel Rabim called Dorche Kosh Keshes Chanu Aleh Soviv Al Yehi La Plata. We add the word La. And we're Moisif the word S from the pasuk of the Hugad, Hugad Li Kol Asher Asisa Es Chamoisech. All these cases are examples of words that we add to the pasuk that even though the pasuk doesn't say it. Then the Gemara goes to explain the opposite. Words that are written, but we don't read them. Savan v'loy karyan. First example the Gemara gives is no from the pasuk of the Vayislach. The pasuk says, Vayasi beis rimoin yislach no Hashem la'avdecha b'dava hazeh. Even though the word no is written, we don't say the word when we're reading it. The next example on the top of the Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Zois teha mitzvah, which means that the word Zois is written, but we're not supposed to read it. It's interesting, both Tosfos and the Ran both say that it's referring to the pasuk in the sixth parak of Parshas Veschanan, and they both say that in Archu Mashrim, the word Zois is not a word that we don't read. We do read the word Zois. There's another type of Kri Ksiv, where the Torah says one type of word, and instead of reading it like that, we read it in a different way. Unlike the other Kri Ksiv that we just mentioned, that the Torah doesn't say anything and we put in a new word, or the Torah says something and we don't read it at all, here the Torah says it one way and spells it one way and we pronounce it a different way. In Parshas Ki Sovai, in Perek Chav Ches Pasuk Lamed, the Torah says, Isha Te'ares V'ish Acher, the Torah says, Yish Galena, and the way we're supposed to read it is Yish Gavena. Ki Hai Gavna, there's an interesting Shari Ephraim. The Shari Ephraim says that just we know there's a halacha that when a person reads from the Torah, he's mechuyev to read the words from the Torah. He's not allowed to say the word Baal Peh. Says the Shari Ephraim, when he's reading this pasuk, even though the word that he's reading is not written specifically like that in the Torah, it's written in a different way, he must look at the word that he's reading when he's saying the word Yishkevena. So over here, he has to look at the word Yishkalena, and even though he's not reading that word, he's pronouncing it Yishkavena, he has to look at the word anyway. He can't look outside of the Chumash and say the word Yishkavena Baal Peh. The Prima Godim in Eshel Avram, Simen Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Katan Ches, explains, he brings from a Sefer Mi'il Tztoko that says that according to the Bach, there's a Bach, a well-known Bach, in Simen Shin Mem Hilcha Shabbos, that says that if shaiva, if wax, falls on oisius of a sefer Torah on Shabbos, the bach is mechadesh, that there's an iser moichek to scratch off the wax from the letters. I'm not going to go into that sugya now, it's a big sugya in Hilchos Moichek, but that's the shita of the bach. So the big shaila in the poiskim is, what if that happens on Shabbos? What should a person do? Because he can't take off the wax according to the bach, it's an iser of moichek, and he can't read from the sefer Torah, because then he has to read that word that's covered by the wax. He has to say it Baal Peh. And we're not allowed to say a word from the Sefer Torah Baal Peh. So what are we supposed to do? So he says, even if you'll tell me that according to the Bach, we can't read from that Sefer Torah, and we have to take out a different Sefer Torah, because it's also to read the word Baal Peh. But what would happen if Kihai Gavna, wax would fall on the word Yishgalena? So he wouldn't be able to read that word, and he would have to say the word Baal Peh. He'd have to say Yishkavena Baal Peh. There says the Mil Tzedakah that you do not have to take out a new Sefer Torah. It's very interesting. It looks like this Prima Gadim is a little bit different sheet than the Shaar Ephraim. Whereas the Shaar Ephraim holds you have to look at the word, the Prima Gadim's mashma that you also, he's also mashma you have to look at the word. But even though you have to look at the word Yishkalena, when you say Yishkavena, if wax would fall on the word and you can't look at it, then you'd be allowed to say a Baal Peh. It's mashma that lichat chila, you're supposed to look at it, but b'diyevet is not ma'akev. The Magen Avraham in Simen Kuf Mem Aleph Sifkat and Tes says on the words Nikres b'inyan achav. The Shulchan Aruch brings down this halacha that sometimes the word is written in one way and it's read in a different way. On that halacha, the Magen Avraham says Afal pisha koyre be'al peh shari. The mashmos of the Magen Avraham is that there's no halacha b'chlal that you have to read from the sefer. Meaning it's in all the cases of Creek Sieve where the Torah is writes it one way and we pronounce it a different way, it's an exception to the rule that the word has to be read directly from the Sefer Torah. The Shulchan Aruch there in Simin Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Ches brings a Maisa Be'echad Shekara K'moy Shehaya K'suva Bifnei G'doyle Hador HaRabbanim Rabbi Yitzchak Abuav V'Harav Avraham Valansi V'Harav Shmuel Valansi Bnoi. Somebody got an aliyah and he refused to read the word the way it's pronounced. Rather, he wanted to read the word Dafka the way it's written in the Torah. The Shulchan Aruch continues and says, V'hisru boy, sheyikra kefi ha-mesoira, v'loi ratza. The G'dolim warned him that he must read it the way of the Mesoira, which means the way that it's supposed to be pronounced, and he did not listen, v'loi ratza. V'niduhu v'hayriduhu me'ateva. They put him in cherem, and they took him down from the Aliyah, and they didn't let him lay anymore. Very interesting story. It's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara continues and says, Amar of Acha bar Adam b'marava poskin l'hadim psuka l'tzlosa psukin. In Marava, they would take this one posuk and turn it into three separate psukin. The Gemara is talking about a posuk in Parshas Yisroi that says, it's Perek Yud Tes, posuk Tes, V'yomer Hashem al Moshe, Yine Anochi bo ilecha b'av ha'anon, the Marshal explains that the three psukim that we're splitting this up into goes like this. The first pasuk is V'yomer Hashem el Moshe, Hinei Anochi bo alecha b'av ha'anan. That's the first pasuk. Then the second pasuk is B'avor Yishma ha'am b'dabri imach V'gam b'choy yaminu lo'ilam. The third pasuk is V'yagin Moshe z'divir ha'am el Hashem. Mashal explains the reason why they split it up into three psukim, Marava, is that you should understand the pshat of the pasuk. That ba'avoy yishma ha'am b'dabri imach means because the nation heard me speaking to you, v'gam b'chay yaminu l'olam. Therefore, they will believe in your nevuah forever. If it wouldn't have been a separate pasuk, we might have just thought that anoichi bar lech b'av ha'anan. And the reason for that is b'avoy yishma ha'am b'dabri imach. V'gam b'chay aminu l'olam is a statement on its own. But now that we split it up with the two separate psukim, we know that b'avoy yishma ha'am b'dabri imach is the reason why, is telling us a reason why v'gam b'chay aminu l'olam. The reason why they will believe in you is dafka because they heard me speaking to you. And then v'yagid Moshe z'divir amel Hashem, Masha says the reason why that's a separate pasuk is because we don't find in one pasuk that Kodesh Baruch Hu talks to Moshe Rabbeinu and Moshe Rabbeinu talks to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Sfarno on this pasuk explains that the Iker lesson that the Kodesh Baruch Hu was trying to teach Klal Yisrael was the status and the type of Nevuah that Moshe Rabbeinu had over all Kol Shar Nevi'im. And there's two different types of Nevuah. Until Moshe Rabbeinu, he says all Nevuah happened either through a mara or a cholam. When a person was either sleeping or he had some sort of vision, Moshe Rabbeinu had a special level of nevuah, which was on the madrega of panim el panim, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu while he was completely aware. The lashon of the Sforno is v'hu heyaisa adam misnabe be'oido mishtamesh bechushav, which means he's still fully aware of all of his senses and he's still in full use of all of his senses. And on that, Kodesh Baruch Hu, the way Kodesh Baruch Hu taught Klal Yisrael that Madrega of Nevuah was an emes of Madrega, was Kodesh Baruch Hu decided he's going to speak to all of Klal Yisrael on that Madrega. He spoke to all of Klal Yisrael on the Madrega of Panim B'Panim. That's what it says in Dvarim, Perek Hei, Pasuk Dalet Panim Bepanim Diber Hashem Imachem. It means that Kosh Baruch Hu, in order to teach Klal Yisrael that this Madrega of Nevuah was Emes, and it was Shaykh such a high Madrega, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to all of Klal Yisrael on that Madrega, and therefore enabled them to realize that such a Madrega is true, and therefore they believed that Moshe Rabbeinu had such a Madrega. We're continuing in the Gemara of Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu Masher Shechinosoi Ela Al Gibor V'Oshir V'Chacham V'Onav V'Kulan Mimoshe. The Gemara says that Kodesh Baruch Hu is not Masher his Shechina only on somebody who's a Gibor, he's an Oshir, he's strong, he's wealthy, V'Chacham, he has Chachma, V'Onav, he is humble. V'Kulan Mimoshe, we learn out all of these things from Moshe Rabbeinu. Gibor, dechsiva yifrois es ha'oyel al ha'mishkan. That they put the oil on top of the mishkan. For Amar Mar, Moshe Rabbeinu perso. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who put the oil on top of the mishkan. Uchsiv eser amos erech ha'keresh. That the oirech of one of the crushim was 10 amos. The Ran explains that if Moshe Rabbeinu himself put the oil on top of the mishkan and the crushim were 10 amos high, that means Moshe Rabbeinu himself must have been 10 amos tall. If he was 10 amos tall, so in his stomach he was a gibor also. To which the Gemara answers, Ema, the Gemara rejects Ema, the Arich Vikotin, just because he was tall, it doesn't mean that he was powerful. Maybe he was tall and he was weak. Elo min hadein kro dechziva etpois b'shnei haluchos v'ashlichem mi'al shtei yadei v'ashperem. So the Gemara brings a raya from the pasuk about the luchos, the Moshe Rabbeinu threw them and he broke them. The Rosh over here asks the Kasha, why doesn't the Gemara bring a raya from the pasuk in Parshas Pikudei, Perek Mem, Pasuk Yudches, where the Torah says, V'yakem Moshe es ha-mishkan, Moshe himself put up the mishkan, V'yiten es ha-donav, V'yasem es krashav. We see that Moshe Rabbeinu himself assembled the krashim, he put them up. In order to pick up the krashim by yourself, l'chor, you have to be very strong. So why doesn't the Gemara bring a pasuk from there? The Shita Mekubetzes brings down this kasha b'shem the Rosh, and suggests a teretz that maybe pushing up the krashim from one side, from the back, maybe it's not so difficult, and maybe we don't have a raya from there that he was necessarily so strong. The Marsha brings down this Rosh, and he says a gevaldika teretz. He brings Rashi in Parshas Pikudei, Perek Lamed Tes, Pasuk Lamed Gimel. On the Pasuk that says, V'yaviu es ha-mishkan el Moshe, they brought the mishkan to Moshe Rabbeinu, es ha-oyel ve'es kol kelov, krosov, bricha, v'amuda, v'adonov. They brought, Klal Yisrael brought all the different materials to Moshe Rabbeinu for the mishkan. Rashi on that Pasuk says, Shaloi hoyu yecholim la-hakimo, they could not put it up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu left for Moshe Rabbeinu specifically the job of putting up the Mishkan. Since Moshe Rabbeinu was not involved in making all the different things, he gave Moshe Rabbeinu the job to put up the Mishkan. The krashim were so strong, nobody could put it up. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that put them on. Amar Moshe lifnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Eich efshar hakamaser de Adam. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, how is it possible for a person to lift up the krushin by himself? Amar Le, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Asuk ato biyodcha, v'nire kimekimo, v'hu nizkaf v'kam me'elav. Zeu shenema, hu kam ha-mishkan, hu kam me'elav. Medrash from Rabbi Tanchuma. Rashi brings from this medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu had it too hard, difficult for him to pick up the krashim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make a nes, and it was huka me'elav. The Me'elav says the Marsha's pasha to Fizeh, why the Gemara couldn't bring a raya from this pasuk because Moshe Rabbeinu himself didn't put them up. It was a nes that they were put up. The Gemara goes on to bring the pasuk ve'etpos b'shnei aluchos v'ashlichem mi'al shtei yadi v'ashperem. Tosfos learns that the Pshat of the Gemara's Raya is that since he was able to throw them down and break them, the fact that he was able to break the luchos by throwing them down was enough of a Raya that Moshe Rabbeinu was very strong. The Shita B'Kubetes brings the Shita of the Re'em that the Raya was not that he could break them, but that he could hold them. That was the Raya.
The Yavetz brings a Medrash Chazal that calls upon that the letters were engraved into the Luchais, so the letters themselves held up the Luchais. And therefore he had Shver. How could there be a Raya from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to hold up the Luchais? The Luchais held themselves up. And then the Medrash continues that when the Luchais, when Moshe Rabbeinu saw Klal Yisrael doing the Egel, the Oisiyos of the Luchais themselves were Parcha into the Avir, and then the Luchais became so strong that Moshe Rabbeinu had a very difficult time holding them up. So yeah, so how do we see over here that he was strong? He himself, he couldn't hold them up after the Oisiyos were Parcha from the Luchais. So he brings a Medrash Rabbah that says that when Aaron saw that Moshe Rabbeinu, that the Luchais, that the letters were Parcha, that he saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was about to drop the Luchais and throw them down on the ground, he came over and tried to stop Moshe Rabbeinu from throwing them down. And Moshe Rabbeinu had to resist the Koyach of Aaron and get away from him in order that he shouldn't be able to, no, he shouldn't be able to throw them down. From there, the Eivet says, the Gemara is bringing a Raya of Moshe's Gevurah. The Gemara continues and brings a Raya from Moshe's Ashirus. Because the Pasuk says, P'solicha, P'sulasan shalcha yehei. The Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to make the second Luchais. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe that he can take the psoilas, that which comes off from the Luchais, and it was made from a very valuable type of material. Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to keep it for himself, and from that it became rich. The Yavetz asked the Kasha that if Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara's mashma earlier on, like the Gemara says, Loihashir Moshe Ella Mipsulasan Shaluchais. It's mashma that Moshe Rabbeinu's Ashiras only came from the Psulasan Shaluchais. So he asked, how could we say Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu Mashar Shechinasai Ella Al Ashir? We know that Kodesh Baruch Hu was Mashar Shechinasai Moshe Rabbeinu before this. Moshe Rabbeinu received many nevuahs before this time. So we see that even without the Ashiras, he was Mashar Shechinah on Moshe Rabbeinu. The Yavetz is medayik from Rashi on the pasuk in Parshas Kisisa on the pasuk of Psal Lecha. This pasuk Psal Lecha Shnei Luchais Avonim Kavishayinim. Rashi brings this Gemara and Rashi adds one word which the Yavetz is medayik. Rashi is coming to be miyash of this kasha. Lashon of Rashi is Misham Nis Asher Moshe Harbe. The word harbe does not appear in our Gemara. And the Yavetz says Rashi added the word in order to be miyashiv this. That really Moshe Rabbeinu was an usher before this happened. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu was ma'asher him more ayidei l'luchais. So Mela, it's miyushiv that the Kodesh Baruch Hu could be ma'asher shchinas on him even before this. Because really before he got this money, he was an usher anyways. The Yavetz himself suggests another pshat in the Gemara, Alpi Jush. I'll be the pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk says, "Ubedas chadarim yimalu." Pasuk means that when a person has das, so his rooms will become filled with wealth. Which means when a person has das, a person is mesugol that a Kodesh Baruch Hu will make him rich. And Chazal say, "Ein ani ela bedas," which means a person's true wealth is based on how much das that he has. So from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu became wealthy, being poisel the new luchais, the psoilus from the luchais shniyos, so from the fact that he became so rich, we see that the pasuk was miskayim avu b'das chadarim yimolu, and if we have a right that Moshe Rabbeinu always had das. So according to the Yavetz, when the Gemara says in accordance with Mashash Kinasa El Al Asher, it doesn't mean an Asher in his monetary wealth. It means on Deya. And therefore we have a Raya from here from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu became wealthy in money is a Raya that he was an Asher B'das as well, and that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu was Mashash Kinasa El Al. There's a very interesting Rambam in Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph. The Rambam starts off, Miyisoidei HaDas Leido Shehakel Minabe Es Bnei HaAdam. We have to know, one of the Yisrael Hadas is to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to people. V'ein ha-nevuah chalo ela al-chacham godol b'chochma, gibor b'midoisav, v'lo yehe yitzroi misgabir olav b'davar ba'olam. Elohu misgabir b'dayta al yitzroi tomid. The Rambam seems to be quoting our Gemara. The Rambam is telling us that nevuah is not chal on somebody unless he's a chacham godol. Gibor b'midoisav. The Kesef Mishnah is medayik lashon haRambam. He said the Rambam learns that our Gemara, when the Gemara says al chacham v'gibor, gibor means a gibor midoisa, that he's koyvish as yitzroy. The Kesef Mishnah brings al pi the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos that says ezehu gibor hakoyvish as yitzroy, and therefore he says al pi zeh. We could say the Rambam also learned what the Gemara says on an ashir. It doesn't mean literally an ashir. It means somebody who's sameach b'chelkoy, like the Mishnah says over there. The Kesef Mishnah goes on to ask that from the Pashas, the Gemara is not mashma like that. Because from the rise the Gemara brings that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Gibor and an Asher, it's mashma that's talking about physical strength and it's talking about monetary wealth. And therefore he says that it must be that the Rambam does not mean to be quoting the Gemara in the Darm, the Flamed Ches. Rather, the Rambam is saying his own klalim of what a person needs in order to have Nevuah that's chal on him, which our Gemara did not mention. So he goes on to ask, why Taka did the Rambam not mention what the Argamar mentions then? If the Rambam was talking about a different type of Gibor, a different type of Gvura that Argamar was not mentioning, why didn't the Rambam bring Argamar, that a person needs to be wealthy, a person needs to be strong? He answers Al Pi the Rosh. The Perish of Rosh and Ar Sugya adds one word. When the Gemara says, Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu Mashu Shechinasai, the Rosh says, Bikvius. It's mashma from the Rosh that Kodesh Baruch Hu will be mashma Shechina even without these tnaim. Just if a person wants that Kodesh Baruch Hu is mashma b'kfius all the time, a constant hashra Shechina, dafka, then we need these four tnaim. And the Rambam in Yad was coming not to tell me how Kodesh Baruch Hu will be mashma Shechina b'kfius, but rather just once in a while. For that, it's enough that he just has these tnaim of the Rambam. The Lechem Mishnah brings the Kasha of the Kesef Mishnah, and he says that we can't say that the Rambam means to answer like the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam saying his own klalim, which are not based on the Gemara, because the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, when he says this with these rules, that has to be a Chochem, that he's Gibor B'midoisav, he brings the Gemara in the Darim, and that's how he teaches the Gemara in the Darim. And therefore, the Kesef Mishnah's questions from our Gemara, the rise of the Gemara, seem to be indicating that the Ashirus is a monetary Ashirus, and the Gevura is a physical Gevura, the Fizeh, Adayin Tzarech Iyun on the Rambam. There's a very interesting Gemara that's Nogeya Ar Sugya in the first paragraph of Bava Basra, Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Avdimi Demin Chaifa, Miyoyim Shechoro Beis HaMikdosh, Nitla Nevua Min HaNevim, V'nitna L'chachamim. From the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Nevuah was taken away from Nevi'im and was given over to Chachamim. The Gemara asks, "Otu Chacham lav Navihu?" And the Gemara answers, "Hachi Chamer afa pisha nitla mina Nevi'im, mina Chachamim loy nitlo." Rashi explains this Gemara like this: "Otu Chacham lav Navihu." The Gemara asks, "Otu Chacham lav Navihu? V'chi ein Chacham roy lihi yais Navi? The Chamer mar nitla min haNevi'im v'nitna l'Chachamim." Since the Gemara said that Nevuah was taken away from Nevi'im and given over to Chachamim, the Gemara understood from there that Demi'ikara lo haisa Nevuah l'Chachamim. That originally, before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Nevuah was only by Nevi'im and not by the Chachamim. And then after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Nevuah was taken away from the Nevi'im and was given over to the Chachamim. Which is mashma that before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Nevuah was not by Chachamim. To which the Gemara asks, Are Chachamim not roy to have Nevuah? And the Gemara answers, Hachi Kamar, afal pi shenitla min haNevi'im, min haChachamim loy nitlu. That was the Gemara's teretz. Rashi explains, afal pi shenitla min haChachamim, she'einam Chachamim, min haChachamim loy nitlu. Which means Rashi's learning that before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, there was Nevi'im, some were Chachamim, some were not Chachamim. And after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Nevuah was taken away from the Nevi'im, which were not Chachamim, and it was only remained by the Nevi'im that were Chachamim. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara here in Bava Basra. The Ramban brings down Shitas Rashi, and he asks Akasha and Rashi. He says, V'yesh l'hashiba, d'ha aminim b'masech d'nedarim, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashra shchinasoi ela al Chacham gibor v'ashir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only mashra shchinasoi an a Chacham. So how could Rashi learn into the Gemara that there's such a thing as a Nevuah being chal on somebody who's not a Chacham? So the Ramban answers, Yesh la Shivai, she'ena Kodesh Baruch Hu mashu shechinasoi b'loi hefsik ela al Chacham. That only a Chacham will have that which our Gemara says that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is only mashu shechinasoi an a Chacham. That means, like we pointed out earlier on from the Rosh, that our Gemara is talking about being mashu shechinasoi b'kvius. On a constant basis. But on a one-time shlichus, says the Ramban, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to be Mashu Shkinosu on a one-time basis and send a Navi on a shlichus, he says, for example, Yoina HaNavi had a one-time shlichus to Nineveh, then Lav Davka does he have to be a Chacham? It's enough that the Ramban says, he's the Midah of a Chassid, he has the Midah of Chassidus. But Maisa, the Ramban, rejects the pshat of Rashi, and he suggests his own pshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara says, "Miyom shachar beis hamigdash, afal bishen nitla nevuah min hanaviim min hachachamim loy nitla," the Ramban learns that nevuah was taken away from neviim, means b'derech hanevuah. There's no more nevuah b'derech hanevuah. Aval min hachachamim loy nitla means that a tamil chacham, he could still have nevuah mitoich ruach hakodesh, not through a nevuah, through a choloim or through a chazon, but rather just through the ruach hakodesh, which is chal machmas his chachma in Torah. The Mishnah says at the bottom of the Flam Ches Amud Aleph, "V'zan es ishdoi v'es bonav apa pishahu chayav b'mezaynosim." It means the madir can give monetary assistance to the wife and the children of the mudar, even though the mudar himself is mechuyev to provide their parnasa. There's a big question here in the Bishonim that we found in Daf Lamed Gimel in the Masechta. The Gemara brought a machlekes Chanan and the Chachamim about the din of Pireya Choyva Yishal Chaveiroi. The Mishnah said that the Madir can be Pireya, the Choyva of the Muda, and the Gemara was Mukim, that halacha, Davka Liba de Chanan, that says somebody who pays, somebody whose husband goes to Medina Sayam, and somebody comes and pays and supports his wife while he's gone. So machlekes Chanan and the Chachamim, if the one who paid, the one who supported the wife while he was gone, can go back now and be Taveya, the husband, when he comes back from Medina Sayam. According to the Chachamim, he has a right to be Taveya him. According to Chanan, he doesn't. The Gemara says that the Mishnah that says that somebody, a Madir, can be Pireya Chayvash of the Mudar, is after going according to Chanan. Because according to the Chachamim, since after the Madir paid off the debt of the Mudar becomes Chayiv to pay back the Madir, and the Madir is Meichel him, not Chayiv, that's considered being Mahanahim. Mashenken, according to Chanan, that when the Madir pays the Chayiv of the Mudar, that doesn't generate any Chiyuv between the Mudar and the Madir, his Potter, it's Kamenech Mamun Akeren Atzvi, Lashon of Chanan. So therefore, he's not giving him anything by being Meichel him, because there's no Chiyuv anyway, he's not Chayiv to pay him. The Gemara here, the Chayra, should also dafka be going according to Chanan, because over here it says that the Madir can be Mefarnes and be Zan the family of the Mudar, and there's no mention in our Gemara that the Mishnah is going dafka aliba de Chanan, not according to the Rabbanan. Tosfos on the Amud points us out. Dibur Maskev Zan is Ishlois Banov. Tosfos speaks out that if the Mishnah is going dafka according to Chanan, so it's good. But if the Mishnah is going according to the Chachamim, which the Rishonim say that it's mashma like that, so we have to say, we have to make it ukimta, that really the husband does support his wife, just that he's paying extra, he's giving extra mezonos to the wife and to the children. And therefore, even the Chachamim are moide, that now the Mudar does not have to pay back the Madir, because he only has to pay back what he was mechuyev to pay. It's not considered that he paid back his chayv, since it was considered that he was paying extra things that he wasn't even chayv to pay in the first place. The Rashba in Chidushin brings down this teretz of Tosfos, and he asks two kashas. The first kasha, he says, is if we're talking about mezonos yisayrim, so why does the Gemara later on, the Gemara says that somebody who's Mudar Hanami Chaveiro, he can be Mesi him as Bito, he can marry his daughter. So the Gemara has two stadim what we're talking about. One of the stadim was that the chasan is considered is the madir, and the father of the kala is the mudar. And the chiddush is that by marrying the daughter of the mudar, it's not considered that he's being mahanehem. To which the Gemara asks, that can't be the case, because already we learned in the Mishnah already that the madir can go ahead and support mefarnes the daughter, the children of the mudar. So kol shekein, he can marry them. Hooray, supporting them is much worse, because when he's supporting them, he's supporting somebody, he's supporting the chayv of the father. Mashenken, once he marries them, it's not even the father's chayv anymore, it's his own chayv. The chayv says the Rashba, if the case of the Mishnah is that he's paying extra mezonos that the muda is not chayv in, so then adarabah, it's a very big chiddush to say that he can marry her, because in the Mishnah, all we learned was that he can pay off something that the father himself wasn't even mechuyev to pay. And the chiddush of the Mishnah was that even though l'chayra there's some sort of a little bit of hana over here, because l'maisa he's helping, he's being mahane, the wife of the mudar, kamash v'lan in the Mishnah, that since he's not chay, since he's not paying something which the mudar was chayv himself to pay, so that was mutter. Mashenke, and if you go ahead and marry his daughter, then he's unburdening him of his entire chayv b'zaynis to his daughter. So in the mail, the Rajba says, the Fidus Pshat and Toifus, the Gemara is not move on. The other question the Rajba asks is, from the Lashon of the Mishnah, we see not like Toifus. Because the Lashon of the Mishnah is that he could be Zanath Ishto Yibonav, Afal Pisha Chayiv Mizonei Sehem. What's the Lashon Chayiv Mizonei Sehem? Chayiv Mizonei Sehem is Mashma, that there was a Chiyuv of the father, of the Mudar, to be Mefarnes. And if he was only paying the extra Mizonis, so there wasn't a Chiyuv. The male, the Rajba goes on to say his own pshat. The Rajba says that when did the Rabbanon hold that Pareya Choyev Shel Chaveiroi, the Loivas have to pay back the Pareya? That's Dafka Boifer, that he pays back, but he pays the Choyev, but Toiras Peron Choyev. I mean, he goes over to the Malva and he says, I'm paying this as a Peron Choyev of the Loiva. Masha'en Kane over here, the Rajba says, he's just going over and giving them a matana. He's giving them food, he's giving them parnasa. Because high gavna, even the rabbanon are moide tachanon, that there's no chiyuv generated back to the mudar, and therefore it's mutar by the mudar hanon. The Ran also says a very similar mahala to this Rajba. The Ran's lashon is that over here, even the chachamim are moide kevin de mitzvah hu avid. He's doing a mitzvah, therefore it's mutar. The Mashmo says al derech this Rajba that he's not doing it but toiras piron hachoyv. Rather, his whole kavanah is stam to do a mitzvah to mefarnes these people. Ma'aseh the Merumah Sada asks Akasha on the Ran that how could the Ran say it's a mitzvah? If it's a mitzvah, l'chayra you have to make it ukimta that the Mishnah is dafka talking about that the family was aniyim, because there's no mitzvah to go be mefarnes somebody that has enough money to mefarnes themselves. So he bribes Tarachim with that Akasha. The Rosh here in Sibon Dalet asks the same kasha, and he brings from Beinu Tam, he makes Nukimta, that at the time that the Madir was being Mefarnes, as Ishtov, as Banov, the Mudar was standing right there. And they didn't say anything to each other. Since he didn't say anything to the Mudar, the Dainu didn't say that I'm paying your Choyv for you, that's Mashma that his Das was to give over a Matana. So it's basically the same teretz that we said from the Rajba and the Ran. Just the Rosh adds the Sukimta that he's standing in front of him. Otherwise, maybe we wouldn't say Minastam that it was a Matana. We would say Minastam that his Das was to pay back the Choyv. The Rosh there adds another line, which you don't find in the Rajba and the Ran. He says, even though he's paying the Choyv b'toras matana, the Rosh is still bothered that the Choyv, there's still a huge Hanah over here. Meaning, the fact that he's paying as a matana just takes away the fact that the Mudar becomes Chayv with a monetary Choyv to go back to the Madir and pay him back. In a Chanami, that Choyv doesn't happen. But the Choyv, just the Etzem relieving the Mudar of the responsibility of having to pay and support his family, that alone should be considered a Hana, which is also from the Madir to the Mudar. On that, the Rosh answers that we're talking about a case where they had enough money to be Mitzamtzem and be support themselves. So he didn't really relieve him of any responsibility. But in Echidami, the Rosh holds, Lu Yitzur, they didn't have enough money. Then even if he gave the money, but Toras Matana, and the Mudar didn't have any Choyv back to the Madir, still it would be Asur Alts the Etzem Hana that he gave him by supporting his family for him. The Muki Yosef says like the Rosh, and he also asks this other Kasha, that L'chayr he's being Mahanahim, even though there's no Choyv, monetary Choyv generated between the two of them. Muki Yosef says, no, that Hana that he's giving him, that he's relieving him from having to support his family, is considered is b'toras a gromadika hana. It's not a direct hana. Davka, if he would pay him b'toras piron and lafid chachamim, the Mudar would be chayiv to pay back the Madir, and then the Madir would go and be moichel that chayiv to the Mudar. That mechila is considered a direct hana, going straight from the Madir to the Mudar, that he's being moichel him the money that he owes him. But when there's no chiv mamon from the Mudar to the Madir, just that he's paying his chayv to somebody else, and that relieves him of his chayv, that's not considered a hana, that's mechayv. L'chayv, this is muchach, this sara. Because the Gemara said earlier on, l'fi chanan, that holds there is no monetary chayv from the Mudar to the Madir. So it was pasha to the Gemara that it was mutter for the Madir to pay back, to pay off the chayv of the Mudar. And lo shamana, there was this secondary problem of hana. We're continuing in the Gemara Be'ezras Hashem from Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis in the middle. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yankov, Hamadir Bnoi L'Talmud Torah Mutter L'Malois L'Chavi Shalmaim U'L'Hadlik L'Yas Haner Rabbi Yitzchak Omar Litzlois L'Dog Kotan. Which means somebody who's Madir his son L'Talmud Torah, it's Mutter to fill him up a Chavis of water and to light him a candle. And Rabbi Yitzchak adds, it's also Mutter to cook him a small fish. the pirush in this Gemara, there's a big machlokes rishonim. The Rosh right away brings two pshatim. The Rosh says Hamadrias b'noy l'talmud Torah, hidiru shelo yahana mimalachtoi u'mishimushoi kedei shehei poni l'talmud Torah. So the Rosh learns that the pshat in the Gemara is that the father wants his son to learn Torah, and he doesn't want his son to spend any time being mishamish him and helping him out. So he asers himself from being nene from his son's shimush. And therefore his son won't have to spend time being mishamish his father. So on that the Gemara says, Elu melachos ketanos mutar lekabel mimenu. There are certain melachos which are considered small melachos. Ki einam mevatanos kol kach mitalmud Torah. Since these melachos don't take so much time, and they're not mevatel his man so much from learning Torah, so therefore we say that the das of the father wasn't on these melachos, and that's why the son is allowed to do these small things, like lemalos lechavi shalmaim, he can fill him up water, with lehadlik leasaner, he can light him a candle, and Rabbi Yitzchak adds, he can even be litzles leidog katan, he can be tzoyle him a small fish. The Rosh brings a Yesh Mefarshim. The Yesh Mefarshim shehidiru aviv shelo yahana mimenu lefi shelo hayoreitze lilmoid. A different pshat. The second pshat in the Rosh is that the father was upset that his son did not want to learn. So the father made a neder that the son can't be nene from his nechasim. And on that, the Gemara says, it's mutter for the son to be nene from these small things, because we say that since they're small, considered small hanois, therefore, the father's das was not to ask him on these small things. These two pshatim are also a machlokes Rambam Ravid in Perek Vav Hilchos Nedarim Halacha Yud Zayin. The Rambam says, "Hamadu es b'noy b'bnei she'enay oisek b'toyra v'nesar b'hanas aviv harei ha'av mutter l'malos loy chaviv shamayim u'lehalik loy saner v'litzlos loy dog katan." The Rambam learns like the Yesh Mefarshim in the Rosh, that the father was madya the son from his hana because the son was not learning Torah. And the Chiddush of the Gemara is that certain things are considered to be very small hanois, and we say the father's das was not to usher the son for these things. The Ravid on the Rambam argues, and he learns that the first pshat in the Rosh, that the pshat was that the father ushered himself to be nene from the son in order that the son should be open to learn. And on that, the Gemara's Mechadish, that these hanois are things that are not mevatel too much time for the son to learn. Therefore, we say the father's das was not on these specific pulas. The Bach and Sibin Reish Chof Gimel brings down what he says is a nafkamina between the pshat of the Rambam and the pshat of the Ravid. He says, according to the Rambam, the only things that are mutter for the son to be nene from the father are small hanois. But let's say the father owns a very choshev piece of karka, or has a very, very choshev piece of mamon. So then, feed the Rambam, it would be also for the son to be nene from that property, because it's considered a big hana. And when we say that these things are motor, it's only because they're considered to be small hanois, the Rambam says, that are not choshev. But a big choshev hana is going to be also feed the Rambam. Masha'enkin, the other Rishonim that learned that the father asked Hana on himself from his son, let's say the son owns a very choshev piece of land, or a very choshev piece of mammon, say a choshev car or something, it will be mutter for the father to use it. Because the whole tachlis of the neder of the father was so that the son should not have to be mevatel his time from learning. But if the son's not involved in the father's hana that he's getting from the son, so l'chor, that's not mevatel any time from his learning, and l'chor, it's posher that the das of the father was not to answer that. The Ran in the Gemara learns like the other Rishon, not the Rambam, like the Ravid, and like the first Pshat in the Rosh, that the father asserted on himself to be nene from his son, and he brings a raya from a Tosefta in Bechoris. The Tosefta says, the Ran brings it here, Dibur Maskel Mutter HaBen, on the Amud here, the Ran brings it and says, "Detanya ma'isa be'echad shehirtze b'noy l'talmud Torah." He wanted his son to learn Torah. V'hidiroi mila'asoyis melacha. V'hitiloi yosi b'rebi l'malois le'chavi shalmaim u'lehalik le'es aner. The Mashmos is that he like the Ran said that there was a boy who his father wanted him to learn Torah. V'hidiroi mila'asoyis melacha. He ushered his son from doing malacha for him, and then on that, Yosi Berebi said, it's mutter for the son to be malahim u'chavi shalmai with halik le'esaner. The Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam brings down this raya from the Rishonim, and he's miyashal lefi the Rambam a different way of understanding the words of the Tosefta. That when the Tosefta says vihidiroi milas is melacha, it means that he asered the son from his own nechasim if the son does melacha. Whereas according to the Ran, the pshat in the Tosefta is vihidiroi milas is melacha means he asered the son from doing melacha for him because so he shouldn't be nana from it. The Rambam is going to learn that he ushered the son from doing any malacha, not only for himself. He ushered the son from doing malacha, and he said to the son, if you do malacha, so I'm not allowing you to be nana from any of my nechasim, in order to make sure that the son will continue learning Torah. And on that, Yosi Berebi said that it's mutter for the son to be memale achavi shalmayim, and to be madlik aner on behalf of the father, because these are malachas that are considered small pula, small malachas, and that's not enough of a tircha of malacha that the ned there on the chosim of the father is going to be chal towards the ben. The Kesef Mishnah speaks out that there's a basic difference in pshat in the Gemara and how to read the Lashon of the Gemara bein lefi the Rambam and the Ravid. According to the Rambam, the Lashon of the Gemara hamadir b'noi lit Talmud Torah much lamalus leichavis v'chulei means the lamed of lit Talmud Torah means because of hamadir b'noi lit Talmud Torah means because of his not learning Torah, that's why he made the nether. According to the Ravid, it means Hamad Benoy lit Talmud Torah that he should go ahead and learn Talmud Torah Chachila. The Rishonim and the Maisa bring a raya from this lashon because they think it's Masha more like the Ravid. But the Kesef Mishnah says that he was Miyashal Fi the Rambam and the lashon the Lamed at the beginning of the word lit Talmud could also mean Lishaavar that because of what happened with regards to the Talmud Torah. Another raya that we show and bring against the Rambam is from the Yushalmi. The Ran brings it a little bit further from the Ran we read before. It's Yushalmi Masechta Bikurim. It says Hamadir es Benoy leTalmud Torah, which is exactly the same lashon of our Gemara. Mutu lemalas lechavi shalmayim ulahadlik loyasaner. Rabbi Yankov Baidi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan af likech lechafatzim min hashuk. He could even buy him. Not only could he fill him up water and light a candle for him, he could even buy him chafatzim min hashuk. And the Gemara Yushami goes on to explain that the reason why he's allowed, the only people he's allowed to buy things from the shuk for is either an ish, who's not accustomed to going to the shuk to go shopping himself, because of his chashivus, or an stam isha. A stam isha is not considered that it's normal for her to go to the shuk. So on those people, it's mutter for the mudar to go shopping in the shuk for him. Now, lefi the Rambam, the mudar is the son. So what does the Gemara and Yushalmi mean if it's not normal for the mudar, if he's a man or if he's an isha, it's not normal for it to go to the shuk? The mudar, if he's the Rambam, is the son who the father wants him to learn Torah, and he asked his hana on the son because he didn't want to learn Torah. It's mashma more like the Rishonim that hold that the mudar is the parent of the child, and on that the Gemara is saying that if the parent of the child was not normal for him to go to the shuk by himself to buy things from the shuk, even though the parent asked on himself hana from his child, it's mutter for the child to go do shopping in the shuk for him. The Bach and the Taz, they answer on behalf of the Rambam that it has to be that the Rambam learned that since our Gemara didn't add this last line that this last line about going to the shuk, it's mashma to the Rambam that the Bavli had a different understanding in this Memra, in this Halacha, and therefore the Rambam passed him like a Bavli over the Yushalmi. The Bach in Siman Reish Chaf Gimel points out a very interesting thing b'das Rambam. L'chayr it's muchach in the Rambam that if somebody would aser on anybody hanosoi, we will never say that on small hanois it's mutter for that person to be nene from him. Lo shamanu that if somebody asers on himself that there's anything that's mutter for the muda to be nene from the madir. Dafka here in this case, something's different that allows us to say in the Gemara that he's allowed to be nana from these small hanais. Bishmal, if he the other Rishonim, we understand. Because the whole reason for that Isser Hana is to make sure that the son's not mevatel his time from learning. So we said these things are not mevatel so much as his man from his learning. So these things were not nechal on his nether. But if he the Rambam that learns that the father ossered his Hana onto his son, so what makes us say that the son is allowed to be nana in these small hanois? So the Bach says, Al Koch Lepshad is that when the motivation of the neder was that the son didn't learn Torah, so we say the father only had das on big things. on small little things, we're not going to say that the father had so much anger that he answered such everything. Yeah, he meant to answer the son big things, not the small things, which is a tremendous chiddush. So the Bach and the Taz and the Shach all speak out that the feet of Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, which the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the other Rishonim, not like the Rambam. He paskins like the other Rishonim that learn that the father asked himself from being Nene from the Hanoah of his son. What would they hold in the case of the Rambam? Lo Yitzur, the father would ask the son from being Nene from him. There's no makor, and there's no reason to think that the son shouldn't be aser on all hanos, just like we would have thought lule the Gemara, feed the Rambam. Because there's no Gemara being machadish to us that this chiddush that the father only had das to ask the big things. So in Mele, they speak out that it comes out, lahalacha, according to the das of Shulchan Aruch, which we paskin like, that if the father would aser his son from being nene from him because the son didn't learn Torah, so the son's going to be aser from all things, and we're not going to hold like the Rambam at all. It got to be that. As is Hashem, we're going to continue now weiter in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Hamuda Hanami Chaveri Mutter LaHashkoisay Koishel Shalom." You're allowed to give him a Koishel Shalom. Mind Nihu, what is a Koishel Shalom? Hocha Tagimu Koishel Beis HaOvel. Over here, which means in Bavel, they said that it means a kois from the Beis HaOvel. And b'marava in Eretz Yisrael, amri koishel beis hamerchatz, the kois of the Beis HaMerchatz. The Rosh explains, koishel beis HaOvel, shiragilim lishtois sham kida aminan psochim biksubas asara koisus b'beis HaOvel. V'im ha'ovel muda heimenu hana mutu l'hoilich shama yain de mitzvah ka'ovid v'leimati lehana kol kach l'ovel kimirubim ha'shoisim. The Rosh explains that the kois that we're talking about, the Beis HaOvel, is referring to a Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Ches Amud Beis. I'm going to go in a little bit to the Sugya in Ksubis that deals with this kois. The Gemara says in Ksubis, Daf Ches Amud Beis, Tana, Asara Koisos Tiknu Chachamim Beis HaOvel. The Chachamim were masaking 10 different koises for an Ovel to drink. Shloisha Koidem Achila, 3 of them are before he eats, in order to make him hungry, in order to arouse his appetite. 3 of them are during the meal while he's eating, in order to help digest the food. And 4 cups of wine after the achila. Each cup is connected one of the brachas in Birchas HaMazon. Rashi explains, Asara Koisos, what was the purpose of this takana of Asara Koisos for an Ovel? Laharbois loy bishtia, in order that he should drink a lot of wine, kidichsiv, tnu sheikha loivir v'yayin lamari nefesh. The pasuk says in Mishle, Perek Lamed Aleph, that we should give wine to people who are mari nefesh, people who are feeling bitter, who are sad. So Kosh Baruch Hu created wine for them to drink in order to help them feel better. So Mele Chazal were masakin the Eser Koisos in the Beis Ovel. The Gemara, the Brisa continues, Haisifu Aleim Arba. They added another 4 cups onto those original 10. The Gemara explains what those 4 cups were for. I'm going to skip that for now. Hischilu Hayushoisin Umishtachrin. They started doing these extra 4 cups, and they started getting drunk in the Beis HaOvel. Hichziru Hadavar LeYoishna. They went back to the way that it used to be before. Rashi explains, Hichziru hadavar leyoshna asara koisos. Rashi learns that they went back to the original takana of 10 koisos. So the fee Rashi comes out, halacha lemaisa, this takana of asara koisos is still in effect. The Tor in Hilchot in Yeridea, Simon Shin Ayin Ches, brings that the Ramban is chaylik on Rashi. The Ramban learns Hichziru Hadavar LeYoishna means that they went back to the way it was originally, before any takana, and the only wine that the Avil drinks is the wine that he needs to drink B'Shas the Suda in order to help him digest his food. But any other wine, before or after, we don't let him, we were mivat to that takana because of Shichrus. The Rambam in Hilchos Avil, Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Ches, writes, Ein Shoisin Bebeis HaOvel Yeser Al Asara Koisos L'Kol Echad Ve'Echad Shloisha Koidem Achila V'Shloisha B'Toich Achila V'Arba Achar Achila V'Lo Yosef Shema Yishtake. The Rambam brings down the halacha, this idea of this halacha of 10 kaisis, but he writes it in a very interesting way. He writes it not that there's a takana that he should drink 10 kaisis. He writes one is not allowed to drink more than 10 kaisis in the Beis Avraham. We're going to explain that in a minute, but first, I'll read the Rambam, a different Rambam. That Rambam was in Hilchas Avel Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Ches. And this, there's another Rambam in Hilchas Avel Perek Dalet Halacha Vav, where there the Rambam begins off explaining the din of an oinin. That somebody who's an oinin and he's not allowed to do mitzvahs, and who then he cannot drink any basar, he can't eat basar, and he can't drink wine. Then the Rambam writes, Nikbar Hames, once the mace is buried, Harezem Mutu Lechol Basar, he's now permitted to eat Basar, Velishtois Yain, and he can drink Yain Me'at Kidei Lishois Achila Shabameav, Avaloi Lirvois. Here the Rambam writes that he's allowed only to drink enough wine that he needs in order to help digest the food, but not Lirav is not in order to give him more enjoyment from the wine. Here the Rambam seems to paskin like the Ramban. Interesting that in Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Ches, the first Rambam that I read, he seems to go with Rashi, that the Eser Koises are still in effect. The original Takana of 10 Koises was not in bottle. Here the Rambam seems to be going with the Ramban, that the only yain that's mutter to drink, Halacha L'maisa, is the wine that he needs in order to help digest his food. The Lechem Mishnah here in the Rambam Perek Dalet explains, Pshat in the Rambam is, the Rambam was Mesupik. He wasn't sure when the Gemara said, Chazar Hadavar LeYoshnai, did the Gemara go back to the way it was originally, the Eser Kaisis like Rashi, or is the Pshat like the Ramban, the Chazar Mevatel entirely the whole Takana of all the extra Kaisis? So that's why in Perek Yudalid, the Rambam said, don't drink more than 10. He wrote it B'derech Shlila. Don't drink more than 10. He didn't say Lechatchila drink 10. Because Lechatchila, he holds you should not drink 10 koises, because he has a tzad that maybe we pass him like the Ramban's Shita, that the Chazar Mevata, the Eser koises. But for sure not more than 10, because nobody learns that more than 10 is Mutter, because for sure at least the extra 4 were Nisbatel. Masha'enken, Halacha Dalet, he's telling you, in Perek Dalet, he's telling you what to do Lechatchila. Lechatchila, once the mace is Nikvar, so it's Mutter Lechatchila to drink wine B'Shas the Suda, because that wine is not, Kedei Liravas, is not in order to help him enjoy himself, and Mela, there's no Chashash, he's going to come to Shichrus. The Prisha, in the tour there at Sibin Shinayin Ches, asks Akasha, on the Ramban. The Ramban, the Lashon of the Gemara is that because of Shichrus, so Chazal Mevatel Takana, and the Ramban said, the Ramban brings the Gemara in Psachim that says that the wine Shal Acher Hamazon is Meshacher, wine that a person drinks after he's finished eating the meal causes Shichrus. So he asks on the Ramban, why then did Chazal Mevatel the wine also from before the Suda? The Gemara says that they drank 3 cups before the Suda and 4 cups after. So Bishlam, the 4 cups after the Suda, we understand those cups cause Shichrus. Why did Chazal Mevatel the 3 cups before the Suda? So the preacher gives 2 terutzim. The first teretz, he says, is that they were only noyeg to drink wine before the Suda if they were planning on drinking wine after the Suda. But if they were not going to drink wine after the Suda, which they're not anymore because they can't, so mele they don't drink wine before. He writes himself that the doyeg teretz, and instead he suggests the other teretz that which the Chazal said, that the wine after the meal is mishacher, it's not lafuke the wine before the meal. Kol shekein the wine before the meal, before he eats, is mishacher. Even the yain la'achar asuda is mishacher. So mele, that explains why Chazal, according to Rabban, mevatel also the wine from before the suda. L'maisa, the Rosh in our sugya, explains the Gemara of Mutu Lahash Koisai Koishal Sholem, which means Koishal Beisa Avel. He explains that it's Mutu for somebody to bring the Eser Koises to the Beisa Avel, even though the Avel is a Muda Hanah to the one who's bringing the wine. It's mashma a little bit, the Rosh is going al Derech Rashi, because Lefi the Ramban, there is no more Eser Koises. The Eser Koises were nisbatel already by the Tanaim and the Brisa and Ksubis, and this Gemara is Amiraim talking. It's mashma a little bit, the Rosh went al Derech Rashi. Lemaisa, Lagabi Pshat in the Gemara, what exactly is the Gemara talking about? There's a Machlekes here, Rosh on the Ran. The Rosh learns, like we mentioned before, that Mutu Lahavi Lo Yain means that the Madir can bring wine to the Beis HaAvel. He can bring from his own wine and give it to the Beis HaAvel. And the Rosh writes seemingly 2 different explanations. Maybe it's one explanation that's not so clear to me. What is the pshat? Why is it mutter for the Madir to bring the wine? He writes that, first of all, it's a mitzvah. And he also writes, V'loimati lehanah kol kach, because the La'avel ki merubim ha-shoisim. There's lots of shoisim. Mistama the Rosh means there's more than one Avil. There's lots of different people here sitting Shiva. And therefore, they're going to split all the wine and how much wine is actually going to go to Drechit to the Muda. The Ran here on the Sugya is Cholek. The Ran learns that it's usher for the Madya to bring his own wine to the base of Avil. The only thing the Gemara is being matir is that he can take the wine of the Muda himself and he can be mashke him. He can be mishamish him with the kois and help him drink. And Huadin, the same thing with the next Gemara of kois shal beis hamerchatz, means he can be mishamish him. But he can't give him from his own thing. And the Ran says is mamish doimit to what the Gemara right before was talking about by somebody who is madir his son, that he can't be nene from his son. It meant that the son was allowed to be mishamish the father by giving him a candle, by giving him, by being tzeilah him dog. It didn't mean that the son can give him his own things. It meant that he can be mishamish him with the father's things. But to give him from his own nechassim, that would already be considered being mahanahim with his mamun. The Ran says something also which I find difficult to understand. When he explains the reason why is it mutter for the Madya to be shamishim with these things, he writes because it's darkei shalom. It could be that he means to say that it's not considered hana, because this is just the way people act in order to be friendly. It's considered a polite thing to do, and therefore it's not considered he's being mahanahim. It could be that's the pshat. The Rambam in Hilchas Nedarim, Perek Vav Halacha Yud, he writes, Umutter Ruven lishtais kois shel tanchumin miyadoi shel shimin. Ruven can drink, Ruven is the mudar, he can drink wine from the hand of Shimon. The hand of Shimon is pouring him the wine into his mouth. Michel Ruven. The Rambam adds in the words Michel Ruven. The Rambam is learning al derech the Ran that it's also for the Madir to give the Muda from his own wine. It's only a heter for the Madir to be mishamish the Muda with the kois of the base of Avil. The chen kois shall base hamerchatz she'ein bazeh hana. Huadin the kois shall base hamerchatz. Also, it's not considered a hana just to be mishamish him. The Ravid here seems to be chelik on the Rambam. The Ravid writes. The Ravid didn't understand what we pointed out to the Rambam. Maybe he had a different girsa. I think the Radvaz here points out that the Ravid must have had a different girsa. Because the Ravid's learning in the Rambam, like the Rambam's going off derech the Rosh. That he's giving him from his own mashka. And he's asking on the Rambam, why is that mutter? And on that, the Ravid says, maybe the Rambam means that he's just being mashke him from the wine of the Mudar. But the Fi'ar Girsa, it's Kimat Mefurish in the Rambam, and the Rambam's talking about that the Mudar, the Ruven, is the one that owns the wine. We're continuing now at the two dots at the bottom of the Yomud. The Mishnah brought a Machlekes, Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim, whether it's Mutar for the Madir to be Zan, a Behema Tmeya of the Mudar. The Ran explained that the whole machlokes, Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim, is dafka to give, whether or not it's mutter, to give the behema yoyser mikdei chayev, which means more than the behema needs to live. The hainu, the owner of the behema, is providing the behema tmeya with what he needs to live on, and the madir is coming and giving him extra food. On that, Rabbi Lezer held that it was mutter on the behema tmeya, because the behema tmeya is not oimid for pitum. He's not nene from the fact that the behema is becoming really, really big, really, really fat, because he doesn't eat the behema. The whole tachas of behema tmeya is just that he should do chrisha. Mashenkin a behema tahoira, which is oimid to eat. So then, even Rabbi Elazar's moide that the extra pitum, the extra fattening up of the animal, is considered a hana to the mudar. Based on that background, the Gemara now brings a brisa. Tanya Yoshua Ish Uza Oimer, Zan Avado Vishiv Choysav Haknanim, Velo Yozun as Behemtoi Bain Temea Bain Tehoira. My Taima Avdo Vishiv Choysav Haknanim, Liman Charusa Avidan Behema Lipituma Avida. So the Ran explains that Rabbi Shua Ish Uza holds like the Chachamim, who argues on Rabbi Eliezer, and he's coming and he's telling Rabbi Eliezer, he's speaking to Rabbi Eliezer. He's saying, Avada Behema Temeya, even Yosem Bekidei Chayev, is asr for the Madar to be Zan. But Avada Veshiv Choysev Aknanim, if the Mudar owns Avadim and Shvachos, then that's mutter to feed them. Avada only yoisim b'kedei chayev, like the Ran explained in the Shittosoi. But kedei chayev, even by avadov, to give them, there's etzem sustenance that we need to live on. That is also even by Avada v'Shivchais of Akananim. And the Ran explains both these halachas by side by Behema Temeya and Huadin by Avadov. He can't give Kedei Chayav because then he's mamash being Mahane, the Mudar, because he's keeping his Avadim and his Behema alive. But if he's just giving him Yosef Kedei Chayav, it's not considered a Hana. And the Chachamim and Huadin of Yeshua ben Uzar are Cholek by Behema Temeya. They hold that by Behema Temeya, even Yosef Kedei Chayav is Aser, the Pitum is Aser, and the Avadim there, they're moided that it's Mutter. And he gives the explanation, he says, because a behema is oimid lepitu, and the Gemara, based on the Gemara before, explained that even though he can't eat it, even though the Mudar can't eat the behema tmeya, but he can still sell the behema tmeya to somebody else, to a goy. Masha'en kain avado v'shivchos v'kananim are oimed liman charusa. And on this, there's two girsas in the Rishonim. The Ran brings two girsas. There's one girsa that we have man charusa. That the Ran explains means it's not oimed for achila when it dies. Meaning a behema tmeya he can sell to a goy, and the goy can eat it when it dies. Masha'en kain an eved or a shivcha is oimed liman charusa. The Ran learns it means lashon nechira ba'alma, which means when it dies, people just leave it and they don't use it at all. Therefore, there's no hano at all for the Eved and Shivcha to be nisfatim, to be fattened up by the extra food. So that's mutter, even according to the Chachamim who argue on Rabbi Eliezer. And the other gears that the Ran brings is not man charusa, but man karusa, which means the whole job of an Eved is just to go around cleaning the house and to be mishamish, the odun. So for that, he doesn't gain at all by the extra pitum.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.